Why do the dwarves in the unofficial provings hire mages? So the warriors can beat somebody in a fist fight. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of August 26th. I'm Simon Ewell, and I am joined by
Andrew Dupe.
And Rachel! Yay!
Rachel is also here. It's three people, guys. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's going to be so much random rambling.
So much. All the tangents.
And you should be hearing this early because we are recording this early due to the fact that Fan Expo starts on Thursday, which is our usual recording night, and we'll not be in, you know, the right town. We'll be an hour or so down the highway in hotels, not doing recordings on hotel internet.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it early, but we're not going to do it live.
Just early.
Although we're pretty much live to hard drive these days, except for when I screw up the joke terribly at the very beginning of the show.
We're so good. We don't even need editing. Except for your little goof at the beginning.
Which nobody heard. Or will they?
Will they?
Anyway. Yes, so it's early. It may be shorter, because, you know, there's less time between now and our last episode than usual. But also there's three people, so it'll probably fill out, you know?
Yep. I mean, the two of you did almost a two-hour-long podcast last week.
I know.
I looked like there's reasons for that.
I looked over to the end and I was like, oh god, we've been going for an hour and 45 minutes.
Was it Gamescom?
Maybe. It might have been wrestling at the beginning, too.
Fuck yeah. we started the show on a tangent. It was not going well.
No. Alright, so, speaking of Fan Expo, you two have actually read the schedule and planned things, as opposed to me, where I'm going to figure out what to do when I get there. What are you guys excited for?
Oh my god, all of it. Oh, is that not an answer? I'm sorry.
Well,
that's a good answer. Answer.
I'm okay with that.
What am I most excited for? Can I even say most excited for one thing? I'm saying this as I try to find the Google Doc that we planned it all out in.
I was letting you talk while I find the Google Doc.
Andrew, this was your idea. How did you not have the doc open?
Actually, I totally have an answer. I'm excited to be able to see Matt Smith in person, and by in person I mean I'm going to look at him across the room while I hide behind a bunch of other people.
Yeah, you could ask him questions.
Oh no, oh no, no, no. We're going to be lucky if I'm not crying.
Oh man, wow.
I'm sorry, I just like him so much. He's so cool. In person and as the doctor.
He's my favorite doctor.
I don't know, man. Capaldi's pretty darn great.
Yeah, he looks really excellent inside of this episode.
I mean, you saw those independently angry eyebrows, right?
Yeah, I watched that episode again.
Only bad thing I have to say about that episode is the tree. The falling down the tree.
Oh, yeah. That was so weird.
Shot so it just looked bad.
Because he's not young, right? So it just had to be done in a certain way.
Can't actually have him fall through a tree. Spoiler alert, the doctor falls through a tree.
Yeah.
And his eyebrows are independently angry from his face.
And he's Scottish.
And he could complain about things properly because he's Scottish.
It's probably England's fault.
Well, yeah, blame the English. I don't know, but I'll probably blame the English.
Yeah. That was pretty great.
Andrew, what are you most excited for?
All of it.
Hey man, it's two of my answers.
It's a good answer. I'm pretty excited that there's so many of the awesome captains like Edward James Olmos, Nathan Fillion, Shatner.
William Shatner. Yep.
Not gonna get to see Patrick Stewart, but he'll be there.
Nobody's there, so he counts.
I might bump into him.
It might happen.
Cool. It could happen.
Like Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. He's also going to be there this year again, which is exciting.
I liked the email from Fan Expo announcing that he was returning, Mayor Hogan, because of him and Rob Ford last year.
That was so stupid.
I don't remember the story anymore. It was like Rob Ford challenged him to a wrestling match or something for mayorship.
It was an arm wrestling match.
Arm wrestling, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny and stupid.
Rob Ford was probably high when he made that challenge, so.
Or at least in a drunken stupor.
He was not sober.
They actually did it.
I know they did it, but Ford was probably not sober when he either challenged or agreed to said challenge.
He's probably never sober.
Well, that too, but, you know. Anyway.
Politics aside. Rebel screening. I'm pretty excited about that.
That's one of the only two things I can remember when I skimmed the schedule that I might go to is the screening of the Rebels beginning.
That one's cool. There's also an Adventure Time screening with Princess Bubblegum's voice actor.
Actress.
Same difference. Q&A with The Walking Dead cast.
I don't know if I'm going to go to that because I haven't seen like two seasons of it so far.
I haven't seen any of it, but I might go to it just for Michael Rooker.
He's pretty great in The Walking Dead. I really liked him.
Also, the only other thing I remember is the D&D Next thing, which I'm not sure what it is, if it's like just Q&A about, or if it's like adventure, like the D&D Adventures things that they're having.
I'd imagine it's like some kind of workshop.
Yeah.
Like play.
Either way, I'm interested in learning about it.
There's also a Game Master Masterclass.
Where I get to learn how to DM.
And I'm going to go so I can learn how to un-DM.
Un-DM.
Oh, yeah, and the Pokemon DS party with Veronica Taylor.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I don't care.
It's going to be great.
Plus, I don't have my Pokemon game anyway.
That's true.
We have to really figure out what we're doing. Because the schedule's like, oh, so much awesome. But then you have to remember, there's so many booths and Artist Alley to look at.
Oh, there's tons of time.
You say that, like, but, you know.
The Console Creatures booth. I'm definitely heading to the Console Creatures booth at least once or twice over the weekend. I like Console Creatures. ConsoleCreatures.com. I think it's a .com.
That's the other thing I'm most excited for, too. All the booths.
Booths?
There's so much stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
I need it all.
All of it. I wish to purchase everything.
Yes. Literally everything.
Nah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we get into the news?
Yes.
Into the news? All right. Let us start with a Kickstarter. Kickstarter, again from Aerostorm, which is the same people who made Mythica, again featuring three of the actors from Mythica. Adam, I can only remember Jake's, but only Jake's both names, first and last. Adam Johnson, I think? I should have had this prepared and open, but I don't because, well, I'm a failure. Adam Johnson, our friend and previous guest host, Jake Stormin, I don't remember how to say his bloody name, and Melanie something. I will look up her name and...
Melanie Stone.
Stone?
Yeah.
Good job. Good way to look it up faster. Yes, and it is a Christmas movie. It is a fantasy Christmas movie. I believe it's called The Christmas Dragon.
There isn't any possible way that this could be bad.
Right?
I know.
The trailer on there is pretty good. They've got a fair bit of work done on it already.
But yeah, I think they filmed it during or like between the Mythica things.
Yeah, I remember seeing updates from this one as well with the Jake's Instagram.
Yeah. But yeah. Medieval Europe. Father Christmas is a fading memory after Christmas hasn't come for several years. A young orphan girl, Aiden, receives a magic crystal from a dying elf with a warning that the North has lost its magic. Oh no, not the North.
King of
the North. And that she alone can save Christmas. Aiden and her orphan friends begin a perilous journey and must escape dragons, goblins, bandits, ogres, and other fantasy creatures as they team up with Eric, the wayward son of Father Christmas, who is Jake, to return a stolen Christmas orb to the North.
Plays the son of Father Christmas. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm, that's basically
Christmas Jesus.
he's Santa Jesus. He's Jesus Claus.
Right, I guess Jesus is Christmas Jesus.
So, I mean, technically, yes.
Excellent.
Really think about it.
Jesus Claus. So that looks awesome. And it's still got, what, 29, 28 days left. So, you know, we'll have the link in our notes, or you can search for the Christmas Dragon on Kickstarter. Back it up, you know? Back that right up.
Back it up.
Yeah, that happened. I apologize.
I make no apologies for anything ever.
All right, we'll move on to some Guardians of the Galaxy news. Of sorts. So, Guardians of the Galaxy, even though it has not been the top performing movie of the past 2 weekends, because apparently Ninja Turtles somehow managed to beat it for 2 weekends.
Nostalgia, bro. Nostalgia.
I don't know what noise that is. So yeah, 1 weekend makes sense, but there's no way that movie's good enough to warrant 2 weekends.
Yeah, no. I've not heard very many good things about it.
Nonetheless, Guardians of the Galaxy is still projected to be the highest grossing film of the summer, as we're winding down on the summer movie season, and there's no other sort of big names coming out in the summer season. They're not expecting some out of nowhere suddenly to make over $300 million, which is almost what they're at. They made about $39 million domestic, which is U.S. domestic, over the week, which for a week is a ton, because you don't make that much money. Well, how they've been in the movies, the theaters, what, 3 weeks? Almost a month?
Yeah, about that.
You still make that much during week showings is a lot, is craziness. By the end of the week, this weekend, I believe, it's projected to have made $246 million. And I think that's only domestic U.S. The previous top was Transformers Age of Extinction, which is $243 million. You know, right? Ruining Guardians of the Galaxy. Or Guardians of the Galaxy is beating it. But they're thinking maybe it could even beat out Captain the largest Marvel movie of the year. Maybe not the largest movie of the year, but it could beat out Captain America 2. Which ended with $259.77 million. So their projection at 246 is not that, you know, it could go up and it could be the largest Marvel movie of the year, which would be impressive. And it probably won't be the biggest movie of the year in total, because we still have a Hunger Games movie coming out this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one made like $400+ million.
Because Hunger Games is awesome.
So
Guardians was awesome.
Guardians was really good, I do have to say.
But the Hunger Games will make more money than it, because it's been a series that's been increasingly popular. Yeah. The next Guardians, Guardians 2 would have a chance, but not this first one, I'm afraid. I can nearly guarantee you Hunger Games will be the top-grossing movie of the year.
Thing is, though, if that Guardians made so much money, that we're guaranteed to at least see another 5 movies from it.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, its continued popularity because it's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to the next thing we're going to talk about.
Oh, the pop figurines?
Yes.
So, I saw it, I believe, on Reddit or Twitter a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't sure if it was official. Today I found it through official channels. There will be a Baby Groot bobblehead from Funko, the pop figurine guys.
I'm so excited.
That's it, Funko.
So, you know, like, at the end, at the slightly pre-credit scene, or was that in the middle of the credits?
The pre-credit.
Pre-credit scene, when they have dancing Baby Groot. This one doesn't dance, it's just a bobblehead, but still, it's super cute, and Baby Groot. Drax sold separately. You probably have to go get Batista and pay him yourself. And that is going to come out in December this year. Also, another pop figurine that's going to be out quote-unquote soon, Howard the Duck. Because Howard the Duck is awesome. Except for that movie.
Yeah, it was so random.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up, Howard the Duck? Oh, okay, bye. Like, what? Alright.
But Howard the Duck, the George Lucas directed movie back in, what, was that the early 80s?
Yeah, something mid-80s, like that.
Mid-80s, maybe?
Back in too long ago.
It's terrible. The long, long ago? The before time?
Long, long time ago.
The to a time just before we were around.
Yeah, this is accurate. With the creepiest, like, duck costume I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Seriously. That Howard the Duck costume was super, super creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Because if you've ever looked it up, or seen the movie.
Or seen the movie, yeah.
Super creepy.
Not even kidding, I just wanted to refresh my memory, and I looked it up, and I totally regret it.
I know, it's the stuff of nightmares. It really is.
I don't understand why they decided that would be a good idea.
Yeah, well, the Marvel catalog.
Because Marvel didn't make movies at the time, and George Lucas wanted to make a movie. And George Lucas just came off Star Wars, so you don't say no to George Lucas at that time?
I don't think at any time since Star Wars you're allowed to say no to George Lucas.
He just got no's all around before, and then after, it was just all yeses.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Anytime, sir. All right. Last thing in the move-eyes. I believe it was today or yesterday, the director of Jurassic World, whose name I stupidly did not write down, like a jackass, he tweeted out a picture of a behind-the-scenes picture from the set of Jurassic World, which is a tribute to Lord Richard Attenborough. Did you know he was a lord? Apparently he was a lord.
He's a lord and a sir.
Yeah. Who died just a couple days ago. So apparently, because he was having health issues for quite some time now, so they knew they weren't going to have him actually act in the movie. So they made a statue and, you know, it basically looked like he was already dead, like the character John Hammond was already dead, and this was like a tribute to him. So, you know, had in gold lettering Hammond above the nice looking bronzy gold statue of him.
I guess it makes the most sense, but I've not seen the picture or anything, but I don't know, it was a nice tribute, I think.
Yeah.
He was cool.
And Richard to an awesome actor. Richard Attenborough is fantastic, both as John Hammond and as other things. But mostly John Hammond. So that's what I remember him from.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
So I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, so clearly Jurassic Park had the most effect. Alright, we will move to our TV news.
Television. As they say in France.
Andrew, you wanna go over this one? Because you put this link in. I didn't even know it existed until you put it in here.
So at the Emmys?
Emmys?
Yeah.
That's right, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Last night.
We performed a bunch of parodies to TV show theme songs.
Yeah. So he basically added words to their music.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Such as Game of Thrones, Mad Men,
Modern Family,
Homefront,
Homeland. Homefront is a game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Homeland has Myrna Bachrin in it. Come on, it has Anara in it. You should know what it is.
I know what it is. Just don't remember the name.
And there was another one too that I cannot remember. Well, he did five or six. And they kind of blended into, like, one led into the other, they kind of blended together. It's very entertaining.
I need to watch this later. I only just saw when we were looking at the notes.
Link in the show notes.
Pew, pew, yep, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew,
pew.
I always make that motion.
motion.
But no one can see it.
It's okay. I mean, what are you talking about?
When you go pew, 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 you, like, kind of point and... Pew, 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 pew.
That's the motion you make when you say link in the show notes, Andrew?
Yeah, every time I say that, I make that motion, but no one can ever see it.
That's weird. That's weird, man.
It's the thing that happens.
In this Weird Al thing, I especially like the end of the Game of Thrones thing with George R. R. Martin. Like, when they gave him a typer, type faster, and they gave him a typer.
Yeah.
Oh, it was brilliant. Brilliant. You guys gotta watch it.
You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Because Weird Al's awesome.
Yes, Weird Al is awesome. Let's move on to Star Wars Rebels. Speaking of, watching it this weekend, Disney's been releasing a lot of Star Wars Rebels stuff. Like, there's, I don't know how many little, 30-second TV spots out there now, but there's a lot.
There's a lot. It's almost the whole episode's worth, probably.
Yeah. This short, though, that I found, called Entanglement, which there is a link in the show notes for, basically features Zeb, who I still don't know what race he is, besides badass. He's a race badass. Voiced by Steve Bloom doing a slightly English accent. It's weird. Basically, it's him embarrassing a bunch of stormtroopers. And one Imperial pilot. It's awesome. He's a badass. Okay. And it's about 2.5 minutes long, so it's certainly worth watching.
I'm so excited to see
what I can't wait to see it. The premiere at Fan Expo, I just can't.
Even. Yeah, I am so excited. We won't be able to hear a darn thing, but it'll be cool to look at.
Yeah. I'm too impatient to wait. Otherwise.
Well, I mean, if you know what's going on in a, like, you look at a room and you say, Rebels is premiering right in there, how would you not walk in?
I don't know.
I'm going to think of some reason. There are people out there who don't care about Star Wars.
Yeah.
There are people who don't care about Disney. There are people who don't like Disney XD and their animation style, which is understandable because their animation style is weird.
It is weird, yeah.
And I believe Evan's main problem with it is the purple hair on Ezra.
Yeah, it is weird, his purple hair.
It's weird. Like, on the 5.5 minute thing that we talked about a few weeks ago, that he takes some, purple fruit, the exact same color as his hair.
Yeah.
Exact same shade of purple. I was like, really, guys? You couldn't at least you know, make his hair a little darker or the plant a little lighter or something.
I just don't know why purple. Like, why not brown? I'm
using one purple.
Is it naturally purple?
It's because he's forcey.
Purple?
That's because he's forcey. Oh, his midi-chlorian is there.
I wouldn't call it purple. It's more navy.
It's pretty purple. It's pretty purple in the short.
Yeah, in the short, in promo pictures I've seen, it's pretty purpley.
Yeah, I saw some other things, and it doesn't look so purple. But in that 5.5 minute one, it looked very, very purple.
Hmm. It must have changed it, but that's always gonna happen.
Yeah, this is possible. The wonders of animation.
BoJack Horseman was renewed for a dozen more episodes.
Mm-hmm. Basically, season two.
Did it already have a dozen episodes before?
Yep.
Yes.
They all came out on Netflix last week when we aired last podcast.
Like last Friday.
I remember hearing about it, but I didn't remember how many episodes there were. So, yeah, I guess that does mean they basically got a second season.
Yeah, but it's Netflix, so a dozen seasons will be done. They'll release them all out there.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode, and it's all right.
No, that's what I was gonna say. Apparently the reviews and stuff have been kind of lukewarm on it, yeah, but it's Netflix. Right. It's Netflix, so they're like, lukewarm's good enough for us. Go go go.
Go go go. Not bad is good.
Not bad is good. Good enough for us. Oh yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I meant to, but, you know, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, that's all right. No rush.
I have to watch Doctor Who a second time, so can't do that yet. Can't watch BoJack yet, I mean.
Oh, man, we're going to miss Doctor Who this week when we're at Fan Expo.
No, we're not. We got internet.
Yeah, I have hotel internet.
And yeah, my laptop. So do we. We have internet.
Yeah, we're not going to miss anything. I won't allow it.
Okay, cool. I'll bring popcorn.
this next bit you put in.
Yes. Yes, I did. I'm just futzing with my mic cable to see if it'll sound better.
It's been getting worse, actually.
That's unfortunate. Probably because I was futzing. Futzing is bad. Hopefully it's not too terrible.
No, you're better now.
Yeah, you're better now.
At home. That's because I stopped touching the cables.
Now it's worse again.
Okay. Well, you know what? You know what? Internet. Fuck that. I'm just going.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not too bad for you guys listening at home. If it is, I apologize. So
send all your angry emails to feedback@gweeklynews.com. We'll read them live on the show.
Oh, I will totally do that. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if you can, because you're a host this week. You can't send an email this week.
I can't.
Eric is going to have to do it.
I sent emails to the show.
Yeah, you're an idiot, though. you're a whole nother ballgame. Anyway, Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors, which is a Disney XD show. In an upcoming third season episode, as a multi-episode arc, Spider-Man, Peter Parker, is chasing the Green Goblin through the different universes, so through the multiverse. And in one episode, he meets Miles Morales, who is Ultimate Spider-Man, also known as the Black Spider-Man.
Yep.
And in this cartoon, this episode or two that features Miles Morales, he's voiced by Donald Glover. Troy Barnes for Community. Childish Gambino for his rap career. And if you guys remember a few years ago, last year maybe, when there was a big push to make a movie featuring him as Miles Morales, an actual official Spider-Man movie?
It was 4 years ago when they were talking about the recasting for
the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Oh my God.
It would make sense because they've already just rebooted Spider-Man, and it was a couple of years ago when the first one came out.
Yeah, before they mentioned it was...
Before they did Andrew Garfield. Yeah. There was a big push on the internet to do Miles Morales and starring Donald Glover. Yeah. And he totally said he would do it. So now he kind of has. And there's a clip on Marvel.com with this, just, I hate this kind of URL if it's a long title.
Yeah.
Because it's a super long URL. It's obnoxious, really. But, you know, it's a couple-minute clip, and it's kind of awesome. So just totally check that out.
Yay.
Move on to games, which is...
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Mostly you guys.
Alright.
I'm here.
Games. First bit. I'm working on doing a bunch of Let's Plays for games that are coming out, and a bunch more streaming on Twitch.
Tried that for the first time this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation,
so I've just been playing games, and I've streamed most of them. I've been streaming some Dota 2, streaming a bunch of Trouble in Terrorist Town, Prop Hunt.
God,
that game.
Best games.
That game is just paranoia.
Trouble in Terrorist Town, man. You got a group with a couple trigger-happy people? Oh, boy.
Drew?
Good times.
It really was. It was so much fun.
If you want to have good times too, you should check it out. And you can share in the good times with me.
Have you gotten the audio of like what we're talking to stream yet?
I don't have to, yeah.
Okay. That's the fun part.
Yeah. I can stream it with the audio of you guys talking and me talking, and I can record it as well.
Good plans, best plans.
And then in news, that isn't us, the final episode of The Walking Dead Season 2 is out, and it's a doozy.
Oh, no.
It's a doozy, guys.
Well, I guess it's almost time for me to be able to buy the whole season.
It's on sale right now.
Yeah, but there's other things coming out. I'll buy it at Steam's Winter Sale.
It was amazing. It was so well done. I'm still reeling from how it ended.
No.
It's sad. I hate people.
Oh, no. This is going to be bad times for me.
Oh, man. It's horrible. But it was good. Next up, the Pokken Tournament, a Pokemon 3D fighting game, was announced. It's going to be made by Nintendo and Bandai Namco, who are the creators of Tekken. So basically, it's just Tekken with Pokemon.
So you can choose like Charizard?
Yeah, the trailer has Lucario fighting a Machamp.
A witch fighting a Machamp?
Lucario.
Well, I love Lucario. He's great. But what I'm thinking is you can totally recreate that badass scene that you and Brad were talking about in Pokemon Origins with Charizard and Blastoise.
Oh, yeah. Punches in the face and just like, oh, I don't care.
Blastoise don't give a damn.
Best choice is best.
So, since this is a Japanese name, Pokken, is this coming out in just Japan? Is this the States?
Well, the thing in the announcement is for Japanese arcades in 2015.
Hmm.
So, who knows? In today's society, it's more than likely
going to show up. If you live in Japan, we'll plan on going to Japan in 2015. It's totally right up your alley.
Yeah. But it'll show up in North America eventually.
I'm sure it will, because it's not like Pokemon isn't still awesome out here.
Yeah. I don't know. That Flip the Table arcade game never came here, and I really wanted that.
No good reason.
Yeah, but I think that Nintendo and that just don't like North America for some reason. Like, when they announced the Hyrule Warriors, they're like, it's in Japan.
And all of a sudden,
anything else at all about North America, Europe, or anywhere forever. But they're like, here, have these screens. And we're getting it now, so... Japanese just doesn't like us.
Sweet. Pokemon. Pokemon Tekken.
Yeah. Amazing.
Alright. Shall we move on to the thing that I really don't care about, but you two are super excited about?
You know what? Shut up.
Yeah. Rachel, you can take it from here.
It's less than a week till The Sims 4 comes out. Yeah! I'm so excited. Starting today, actually, EA has been live streaming at 1 o'clock Eastern, an hour of The Sims 4. Today they showed off the build mode. Holy... There's so many complaints from The Sims 3 about not being able to customize things because you couldn't have floating buildings without a lot of effort. Well, now you can. You can just build a building, and it can float. Whatever. No big deal.
Like floating buildings.
Yeah. There's
everybody loves floating.
There's a lot of good changes, I think, to the build mode. It looks to be a lot easier to use, and it's going to be a lot more fun, I think. I got so frustrated with The Sims 3 one, with things I wanted to do, but it wouldn't allow me to do.
Yeah, The Sims 3 one is so limiting and annoying.
Yeah. And The Sims 4 one is also built to be able to, like, click down rooms really easily, or bring in a house from the gallery and just, like, put it on your lot. You can even pick up the whole house and move it around the lot. I'm so excited.
Most of my games in The Sims 3, I've just bought the lot and then add it onto it if I wanted. Couldn't be bothered to actually like build a house.
See, I like building, but then I always get so frustrated.
Yeah.
My only issue so far with The Sims is that there is no color wheel. I thought I'd be okay with it, but it turns out I'm not.
It's because you're a designer.
Well, I'd be okay with if there's no color wheel if they had given me a wide variety of colors to choose from.
Or even purple.
Or yeah, so like in Create a Sim, there's no purple for the hairstyles. There's two shades of blue, a bunch of shades of green, no purple.
The secondary color.
It doesn't even make sense. And like in some of the housing stuff I've seen, like a panel that's siding, right, has four shades of whatever color, like four colors. A matching set to that panel that's supposed to have like a brick bottom doesn't come in the same set of colors, even though they're supposed to go together.
Hmm.
So either the people who got to go and play it at the creator camp had an older version that didn't have all the palettes finalized, or we're going to have some seriously mismatched stuff.
And I don't want mismatched stuff.
Mm-mm. But a lot of the other stuff like looks great, and for no reason. Oh geez, who's yelling?
Brad.
Kind of like Brad.
Anyways, for no reason they added in a size cheat, which allows you to take anything and make it any size. So they took a bowl of fruit and they're like, "Look at this, guys!" And they made the bowl of fruit the size of a house.
Now, could your sim then live in said bowl of fruit?
No. They said that you can make any object any size. Although, if it gets too big or small from a sim being able to use it, they can't use it anymore. So they took, like, an elephant topiary, which is, like, half the size of a normal sim, and they made it bigger than the house. It's just, like, this massive topiary hanging out the back of the house, just, like, whatevs. They're also allowed to put trees on anything. And The Sims 3 had to be specifically on dirt. Now you could put trees on your roof if you wanted, if you have a flat roof.
Yeah, go rela gardening and all that shit.
Yeah. Can I have a garden up there? Garden or just a tree?
Garden. As far as I understand, all plants and stuff can go up there.
That's glorious.
I'm going to make a floating garden house because I can, and they're going to let me. Yeah. So yeah, tomorrow at 1 Eastern, they're going to be on the Sims Twitch channel. They're going to be live streaming again. It's going to be up until Friday, and then Thursday they're live streaming from PAX Prime.
Oh, yeah, PAX.
Yeah, that's PAX is happening.
Right.
So is DragonCon. DragonCon's also happening like this weekend.
Yeah, DragonCon, PAX Prime, and Fan Expo. More information than you can shake a stick at will happen this weekend.
And none of it's going to be a Fan Expo.
Yeah, no. That's okay.
Just get a seat.
Yes, yes. So, want to move on to the other thing that Rachel's super excited about?
You get three guesses to guess what it is.
Christmas.
Oh.
Christmas? Father Christmas?
Father Dragon Age Christmas?
Favorite son?
Anyways, today, today it was announced that Dragon Age Inquisition will have a multiplayer. Now, they stated multiple times that this multiplayer has absolutely nothing to do with the single player experience, so the single player game is still like 200 hours of content. Then, additionally, you get a multiplayer game, which is a four-person co-op dungeon runner. And it's basically, you will have a series of like campaigns you can pick. So you'll put your party together, you'll pick a location, so you can pick like the Dalish Ruins, and then the game says, okay, you're going through the Dalish Ruins. It'll pick five rooms out of the 10 that it has for this particular set, and then place them randomly together. And then it's like basically a randomly generated dungeon every time that you go in, you collect loot, you level up the character. There's 12 characters at the beginning to choose from. And there, it's not your Inquisitor. It's basically members of the Inquisition who are basically being sent out on a mission. So you pick a character and you level them up and you collect loot for them. And then they stated also multiple times that it has nothing to do like galactic readiness in Mass Effect.
But with the exception of the galactic readiness, it is the exact same thing as the Mass Effect multiplayer. Four-person co-op, doing what you do. Not technically your character from the game, but somebody who is related to your character from the game.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is like your Inquisitor is the leader of the Inquisition, and this is a member of the Inquisition. However, I'm getting mixed messages. Basically, the huge info dump went out, and it wasn't from BioWare. IGN put out this information, and the information is just going crazy. I've, like, got a bunch of information. I've had to revise it again and again and again because it keeps changing. But apparently, some of the characters that you get to pick from appear to be past companions from the other games.
What?
Like, I'm seeing a video of characters, and it's a bit small, but the characters are wearing like the same outfits that past companions have worn and like look the same. So unless randomly these companions have clones, it looks like you might be. However, I haven't fully confirmed that. But multiplayer will be launching on the release day of November 18th. And multiplayer will come with they're going to make a free DLC for it, so new map packs and characters.
Free.
Yeah, well, they did that a lot with the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer stuff, too. There was quite a few free DLCs eventually.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to put some out sooner than rather than later because they don't want people not playing it, but because it's not meant, like, it's not going to help you in any way with your single-player experience, I think those who will be playing it will want to play it.
I can't see it having a thriving, online community. Rather, more you have friends who play it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I wish they could do it so that it was cross-platform, because I know a lot of people who are buying the game, but almost none of them are buying it on PC like I am.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm getting it at the X-Bone.
Yeah, my brother's getting it on PC, but he'll be the only one, and then we'll have to party with randoms.
Pugs. Pugs are the worst. Except unless you're talking dogs, of course. Then they're not the worst.
Online multiplayer pugs is the worst. Yeah, I don't know. I'll try it for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but apparently it's meant to be taken in like 20, 30-minute bursts.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go in, you do the dungeon within half an hour, and then that's it. You just jump out again.
That's perfect.
Much like the Mass Effect one was.
Yeah.
But then
they took the Mass Effect 1 and improved on it.
Yeah. Reskinned it for fantasy instead of space.
Yeah.
RPG instead of shooter.
Basically. Although I'm super excited. But
yes.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll be able to get me out of the single player experience before I've at least gone through it 3 times.
Yeah.
Well. 2 or 3.
Yeah, 2 or 3. Yeah. At like 200 hours. If you're a completionist, it's a 200-hour game.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's many days.
Well, they have whole.
I need to do like an actual run and then a completionist run.
See, I don't know. It's like because the world is so big. Like there's some devs who are like leaders of their teams, and they basically went to their team and say, "Make an area, put a cave in said area. Don't tell me where it is. I'll find it when the game comes out." Like,
yep.
There's just a bunch of areas that you have no need to ever go to, but you can if you like the lore and you like exploring.
Got a new sniper.
Good for me if I ever get this game, because I like exploring.
So that's like
that's why I take forever to do things in games, because I'm busy walking on the map.
I like exploring on my second playthrough, because my first playthrough is me having to get through the story really, really fast, because I need to know what happens.
Yeah, that's the same for me.
I'm a notorious side quester and explorer, first playthrough even. I will do everything that they give me a chance to.
I'll do it all if it's interesting, but...
Yeah, I'll definitely do all like the side quests, but I won't necessarily explore everywhere. So it'll be fun.
Last bit of game news: Shadowgate Remastered is out. You can get it on Steam. I think it's regularly $20, but on sale for $16 right now. This was a Kickstarter. I backed it a while ago, and I just got my reward.
Yay, rewards!
Shadowgate is a point-click adventure that was, like, on the NES, Game Boy, SNES, Game Boy Color, etc.
All of the things.
But I liked it.
Nintendo platforms.
Yeah. So I just finished downloading it, and I'm going to play it, see what it's like.
Are you going to stream it?
Sure.
You just talked about streaming things?
Yeah, I'll probably stream it. I'll probably maybe record it too and splice it together to watch me fail hard at point-and-click adventures.
You fail hard at every game.
It's not true.
Oh, really? What game don't you fail hard at?
Some of them...
Yep, that's what I thought.
You're not too bad at Trouble in Terrorist Town when you're not killing us all out of panic.
When he is good at Trouble.
Well,
when he just kills everybody. Because one of them's a terrorist, so everybody dies.
When you walk in the room behind him, he stares at you, then screams because you scared him, and then he shoots you to the ground. I don't consider that good.
Don't scare me.
I walked into the room. You looked at me. You knew I was there.
Well, when I went around the other side of the square room with a big post in the middle, I came out in front of him and shot me.
You were behind me when I last checked.
Yeah. Andrew's trigger happy. Got a hair trigger.
Better to shoot first and be alive.
Except for that... That leaves you as the lone innocent for the traitor to kill.
Yeah.
Also, your reputation goes down and you do less damage and eventually you'll get kicked.
Eventually.
Yeah, sucker. Get right out of here. Alright. Let's continue to the one little bit of comic news that I had this week, shall we?
Sure.
Alright, so there is a new comic publisher. They've got, I think, about three IPs, only one of which has released yet. The name of this publisher is Future Dude Entertainment, which is awesome. I love that name. There's nothing wrong with the name of Future Dude Entertainment.
Nope. No, it's pretty great.
So it is available on their first comic is called Brainstorm. It is available on Comixology already. I'm not sure if it's coming out on print. I can find for definite one way or the other. Issue 2 is available in October 1st, and then it's monthly after that. I don't know why there's the big gap between issue 1 and issue 2, but there is. But, so Brainstorm. It is about a young scientist named Dr. Cale Isaacs, who created Project Zephyr, a successful weather control system, which was funded by the U.S. military, and they confiscate it because they're the military, and they use it on a tropical storm. When the test does not work like they thought it would, the hurricane grows to epic proportions, so big that it basically covers the entire northern hemisphere, and it evolves and appears to act out of self-preservation and even strike with purpose, becoming a raging sentient superstorm.
That's terrifying.
And awesome.
Yeah.
And terrifying.
And awesome. So, like I said, it's $3.99. The first issue is $3.99 on Comixology, available now. It sounds really cool, and it's always good to support new publishers and little publishers, because, you know, Marvel and DC can't do everything, man. And neither can Dark Horse and Image and all of them. You know, we need more people. More people is always
just
good.
Just more little guys.
More.
They get the people.
For the people. They're the people. For the people. By the people. And whatnot.
All the people.
All the people. Such people.
Many anyway. Comics.
Such people. Wow. Much comics. Wow.
Such
people. Anyway. Okay. Let's, we'll wrap this one up. Thank you for listening. If you're interested, you can follow us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I am at Dupe, D-U-P-3.
And I haven't used my Twitter in a long time.
Well, mostly neither have I. Although I've used the show Twitter a little bit over the weekend to talk about how we were going to stream, and then how we didn't stream, and then how we kind of streaming. Stuff happened.
You tried.
You can also follow the show at Queekly News, GweeklyNews. And eventually, when I get that set up right, anytime we stream through the Queekly Twitch, which you can follow, I believe, at twitch.tv/Queekly, you can follow people on Twitch, right, so you get emails when they start?
Yep.
Yeah. Eventually, anytime, when I have it set up properly, it'll send out an automatic tweet when I start streaming, or when Andrew starts streaming using that account. I just haven't finished setting that up properly yet. Andrew, why don't you tell people your Twitch stream so they can follow you?
My Twitch stream is twitch.tv/DUP3 because
imagine
that's
that.
My brand.
See? Twitter.
It's my brand.
We have a website.
Sorry.
What were you saying?
I was going to say we're going to try and stream Sims 4 next Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Is that when that comes
out? It comes out on Tuesday. Yeah. And our first, like, basically, Andrew's just going to stream his first time through, and I'm going to be there. And by be there, I mean I'll be on a Skype call with him, because I want to also play the game.
So we come there.
Yeah, we'll be exploring the game together.
Well, not together.
Well, not together.
We also have a website. It is GweeklyNews.com. On said website, you can find the show notes. You can find the blogs and the cosplay corners that Andrew is doing, which there will probably be a new one this Friday? Question mark?
Maybe.
Dependent upon internet and such?
Yeah.
You can
internet.
You can listen to the show live on the website. You can subscribe to via RSS, or there's a link to iTunes if you prefer iTunes. And if you do prefer iTunes, we would love a review, because that would just be wonderful.
And if you don't prefer iTunes, please review anyway. We literally have zero, except for me.
Yeah, we have one, and that review was Andrew, so it doesn't count. And if you want to talk about how bad my audio was, or how I got this wrong or that wrong, or how Andrew...
Go to iTunes and give us 5 stars.
We have an email. You can email us at feedback@quicklynews.com. And it should now properly forward to the email address that I can see. Instead of just
not, email I am address. Frequently checking it now to make sure it doesn't do that again.
Andrew, breaking stuff. And I assume our comment section still works, hopefully. Yep.
I didn't test it last week, so I don't know.
It still works. The site is unchanged.
And we have a Facebook, which is facebook.com/weeklynews. And we do stuff there, and we post stuff there sometimes, and we talk, and you can talk back at us and whatnot.
Yay, conversations.
Things happen.
All right, that's all we've got for this week. It was much shorter than last week, even with a third person. I can't imagine how short it would have been if it had just been me and Andrew.
And it wasn't my 5-10 minutes talking about The Sims? Man.
And Dragon Age.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to put Dragon Age in there. I saw the news, but I'm like, too lazy to talk about things.
Ah, shut your face. It's the best news ever. Well, I'm not overly thrilled with multiplayer, but still the game.
You just super, super stoked about any news with the game because you're that excited about the game?
Dude, I stalk the forums every day. Of course I am.
Alright. That is it for us. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Thursday post Fan Expo Dragon Con and PAX, where we will probably have a very busy show due to 3 cons.
All the cons.
I expect the most news to come out of PAX, personally.
Yeah, me too.
Because Fan Expo and Dragon Con aren't usually about news, like, no. Big time.
Especially Fan Expo.
PAX is where the info's at.
Yeah, PAX is best.
Anyway, thank you for listening. And see you next week.
Bye.
And keep it fresh.
Nope, that one sucked.
Keep it fresh, really? Try again. Go again. Take two.
keep it dicey.
God, you're terrible. You're the worst.
Why don't you say goodbye like you would say goodbye to one of your friends?
Goodbye, everybody.
Why do the dwarves in the unofficial provings hire mages? They have to have... Oh, shit. I gotta restart that.
And, yep. We can use take two.
What? Cut. Cut. Alright. I got it this time.